The Killing. A new play for radio by John Ash. The Killing.
This country is finished.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Never mind, Harry. You'll still have money to count, more with inflation.
Set yourself up in London. Me, I'm off.
Well, sell the manor house, cash cargo's checks, island in the sun, via Zurich.
Island in the sun.
I've not had that yet.
You'll be back.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I've had Brighton, especially this time of year.
An island? You need women for that. Costa Brava, more like.
Oh, I might get a woman. 10 years now, just grafting, dodging debt. No time for anything else.
You shouldn't have bought that property company.
Tell that to the city. There's lots more come unstuck worse than me. You know that.
But you got J.B. Cargill, you clever bastard.
Hands across the sea. Fortune favors the bold.
Bold, all right.
The big game, Harry. Don't ever try the big game. Not you. Have to enjoy it. You wouldn't. Anyway, give that wife of yours kittens.
I had kittens myself when Cargill's people were going through your balance sheet.
Relax. They were beautiful. You do a beautiful job. Look what he's paying for the company.
He hasn't paid yet.
You miserable old Cargill. Look, Cargill's up there, over the Atlantic, Brighton this afternoon, all the way from Oklahoma. Believe it, Harry.
When I see it. And his signature on those Morgan guarantee checks tomorrow morning.
Not forgetting your cut. Oh, come on, let's clear out the office. I don't want to see it again after tomorrow.
You're counting your chickens, Simon. You don't believe in bad luck, do you?
Never. We're going to make a killing.
Should be over Ireland.
I don't see Ireland.
That's cloud cover, ma'am.
Oh, honey, what a shame. J.B., what a shame. I just love to see that green, you know?
Well, Rosie, honey, we could have landed at Shannon on the other flight. You didn't want any stopovers. That's what you said.
We'll be down over England. White cliffs and good old London. Not right, J.B.?
Not exactly.
I got some dope on London, you know. London's a pretty hot town.
Brighton. We're going to Brighton first.
Oh. Well, I don't know too much about Brighton.
Jaime, you don't have to.
You know, Jaime, Mr. Cargill and I are staying in an English manor house. Can you imagine?
Well, ma'am, just let me check it out.
It's not a New York tenement. You don't have to check it out.
Oh, yes, sir, I do. Now, I won't crowd you or the lady, but that's the way it is.
You're not in the police department. Now, lay off.
J.B., he's only trying to do his duty. Don't hassle the man.
Now, listen here, Jaime. Are you carrying a weapon?
You know me, sir. I don't like to talk about firearms.
Rosie, he's got a gun.
Champagne? Why not? We can disconnect the fridge now. By the way, the estate agent below wants these rooms.
$2,000
for the rest of my lease. Pay my fare to the South Pacific.
Oh, you're serious about this?
Away, away, away. Go on, have some.
Thanks.
You still look miserable. $5 million, Harry. $5 million.
4.9.
For my little companies. 6 months ago, they were on their way to the official receiver.
And you were on your way to Pentonville.
I wouldn't put it as strongly as that.
No? False statements by a director. Company assets protected by bogus guarantees. Banks and auditors bamboozled.
The companies could have crashed while we were dealing with Cargill. We had to keep them going.
We, Simon? You?
Oh, very much we. Don't be shy. All that paper you produced, all those figures. Cargill's men were as happy as sandboys.
They're not fools, you know. That's not my impression.
Have some more of this, Harry. Have some more of this and let's see a great big smile. And if you say there's many a slip twixt cup and lip, I shall bring this bottle down on your head.
Fair enough.
Because J.B. Cargill does not come all the way from Muskogee, Oklahoma, with his lovely wife to my house in Sussex to argue. He's come to sign and pay. Then he's going to Scotland to shoot fur and feather, so drink up.
Yes, you're a lucky man.
Not that lucky. I've been around too long. There's some people I'd like to avoid.
Ah, your desert island.
Maybe. Yes, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs or heads.
Your arms dealer friends.
That was a mess. Very nasty.
Not as nasty as going into property in 1973. How you got out of that tornado, I'll never know.
I didn't get out, did I? Bloody well wrecked me.
Not as much as some.
Enough.
Well, Cargill can afford to pump some cash in. He's got 40% of Cargill oil, and that's worth $1 billion.
Who's got the rest? His old mother. Let's drink to Mum.
Dinah, come and join us.
Thank you.
Did you get the flowers for the house?
Yes.
Here we are.
Thank you.
What's that?
It's the New York Globe, European edition. The florist was using it for wrapping. I just happened to notice this page.
Notice what?
Look. James Spooner. He's escaped from the prison near Antwerp. 2 days ago.
I can read the date.
Harry, you've got the transfers and contracts sealed and ready for signing by Cargill?
Yes.
Dinah, you've fixed up the caterers for this evening, the party and dinner?
Yes.
You've even got the flowers. I think I'd better ask you two to go.
What?
Go to my house, look after our guests.
Nonsense.
Do the honors for me.
This is ridiculous, Simon.
You can't not be there.
Cargill must be on his way from Heathrow in the Rolls.
I've no time to argue.
Well, where the hell are you going? You'll blow the whole deal.
It's Spooner, isn't it?
Yes. He knows where I live.
What is all this?
Belgium. He could swim here in 2 days.
So what?
He wants to kill me.
Lousy weather.
That's England. J.B., this is England for you.
Yeah.
Driver, do you mind not going so fast? These roads are kind of narrow. J.B., we don't want this in Scotland. Just imagine walking around the mountains in there.
Now, don't worry, honey. They have frost and blue skies and all that.
That'll bring the color to your cheeks, ma'am. And won't you just look pretty?
That's enough of your sass, honey, Russell.
Maybe he'd tear up with some sea wind.
How far is this house from Brighton?
Up on the downs.
Up on the downs.
Downs are hills. Chalk hills. Grassland.
Yes, sir.
See, honey, this old manor house is in a kind of a dip in the downs with trees all around, sort of isolated. Mr. Cargill's office checked it out. Very romantic, I'd say.
A straightforward business deal. Won't take long.
Well, I'll be at the hotel in downtown Brighton. Operate from there.
Now, don't operate too near us, that's all. This is a private business.
Yes, sir, J.B., but this is a strange country, and you and the good lady are going into this domicile, which you say is isolated. And, sir, I promised your mama, pardon me.
Now, man, my mother is 92.
A very gracious lady.
92?
Sir, you're her only boy.
Shut.
You laid this on, Simon. The party for the local nobs, dinner for the Cargills, a night in the old house with all the trimmings. What the hell are they going to say if you don't turn up?
Samuel.
Don't be ridiculous.
Cargill only has to sign.
You upset that pair and he may not.
I saw Mrs. Cargill's letter. She was delighted with the whole idea. Tickled to death, she said.
Well, you two tickle her.
A slap-up occasion without the host. It's a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Dinah, you can do it.
Oh, goodness.
You were going to be the hostess anyway, weren't you? I'll come across in the morning and we'll sign the deal and the Cargills can go to blazes.
Having snubbed them so efficiently, there won't be anything to sign. Now listen, Simon. Sit down and have some more of this. Dinah, why don't you take those flowers over to the house? We'll join you later.
Okay.
You are not going to bitch this deal.
You don't understand.
I understand very well. J.B. Cargill has come to save your bacon, but you're so windy about this crook, he'll mess up the whole operation to save your skin.
Spooner is not just a crook.
I don't care what he is. You won't find another buyer for the companies. Before you can do that, they'll collapse one by one. Your creditors will tear you apart.
That's my funeral.
Not only yours. Cargill is buying all the holding company's share. That includes mine.
No.
It's not a lot, but it's something against the fees you owe me.
Come on.
I've cooked your books and papered over your cracks for 10 years now, and you're not going to pull the rug from under me.
You'll be all right. I'll take care of it.
And what about Dinah? What happens to her?
I'll look after her.
With what? You don't look after people, Simon. You don't take care of anything. You're a punter and a plunger, and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't. But don't tell me you ever thought about anyone except yourself.
The Imperial Hotel. Reserve a suite. Switch the party there. 6-course dinner. Champagne. Dancing.
You're not listening, are you?
It has to be the house. Nothing must shake the Cargills. Nothing. Spooner has been to the house before.
You said he was on the run from a life sentence. Broken out of a maximum security jail. Now he's dodging all the police in Europe, I suppose, just to get you. You flatter yourself.
No, Spooner is dangerous.
I've never seen you frightened before.
Okay, okay.
You're the one who plays the big game, remember? The big, bold game. Not for simple accountants like me. Buying, borrowing, selling, buying again, building. 16 companies. Light engineering, soap, paper making, soft toys, packaging, stooge directors and underpaid managers who did what you told them. So not much growth because you couldn't manage a number 9 bus. Still, fairly stable. And a nice income for you. Until you started raiding the till to buy freeholds in London, dragging in fringe banks. Interest rates got like a rocket, and you're bust wide open. But that's a big game, isn't it?
Shut up.
I patch up the hole in your accounts. Along comes Mr. Cargill, and you're away again. You've always had a nerve. I don't know, maybe you like living on the edge. But this is the end of the line. I'm not joking, Simon. Just these few hours, you've got to forget about Spooner and any other dirty bits of your past catching up with you. Just until tomorrow, 10 a.m., as we planned. Signed, sealed, and delivered, okay? Then it's payday.
If Spooner gets to me, there won't be any payday.
Spooner is not going to get to you. You are going to walk away with millions. I shall get 200 grand, and you'll thank me for putting some bottle in you before it was too late.
Harry, you don't know about Spooner. You really don't know. Not even Dinah knows. Not the whole story.
I don't care about Spooner. Cargill's the one who matters. Cargill!
I'll have some more of that wine.
Why not?
You remember the Sager's murder case?
Of course. In Belgium, he told me. Spooner was charged with killing Sager's. Wanted you to alibi for him. You couldn't, so you didn't. Spooner was obviously guilty and went down for life. Maybe you could have perjured yourself. But that's no reason to bump you off. It's stupid. You're imagining things.
Oh, no.
You better be.
It was guns. The Steffer guns behind it all. Swiss design. Beautiful. I made them under license. Very fast-action carbine. Just the thing for those nasty little police states where chaps want to kill other chaps very quickly before anyone gets a chance to shoot back. We made them up in Bradford.
Simon, I think we ought to be getting over to your house. The car will be arriving in about an hour.
The manufacturer was okay, but we weren't moving the guns all that fast, so I thought I'd take a hand in the marketing, which was the biggest mistake in my life.
Well, don't make a bigger one now.
Because I got involved with some very tough people. Small arms traders. Congo mercenaries. Scandinavian mafia. Not to mention some very reckless people sailing out of Baltic ports. And the worst were Theo Sagers and James Spooner.
You were out of your debt?
Not at all.
Well, it wasn't the golf club or Hove Yacht Club.
No, another league. But I soon found there was a lot more money in the Steffer carbine than I thought, if I wasn't particular where they went, and these were the people to organize it.
At the price?
They were hairy, very. It was simply a question of letting them know I could be just as, let's say, psychopathic as they were to get my way. Also, I controlled the supply.
Psychopathic?
But I won't go into that. But Sagers, well, he was something else. And Spooner! I employed Sagers as a courier, Spooner as a pilot. He had a Grumman seaplane. They worked together. They were good.
Well?
Bootlegging the Steffer was extremely lucrative, Harry.
Oh, come off it.
You saw some of that cash. Too good to last.
What happened?
They found the corpse in the Scheldt estuary. That's what happened.
Sagers?
Oh, crazy tides, crazy weather. But he was recognizable, damn it, even after hitting the water from 2,000 feet.
Spooner's plane?
He gave the police a hard time, but they found traces of Sagers in the plane. There was other evidence, and they were able to date the murder. But Spooner had no alibi he was done for.
And you refused?
He wanted me to say he was in England that day at my house.
And was it?
It was ridiculous. When he asked me, I was in the middle of a property negotiation with some city people. Sensitive gentlemen. Any connection with Spooner and Sagers would have really messed things up.
But you were the boss, and Spooner thought he had your protection.
Oh, sucker.
Why did he kill Sagers?
The greedy little thug wanted a bigger cut, so he threatened to tell the authorities what we were up to.
Spooner dropped him in the sea to protect the operation.
Maybe.
And save your bacon.
I came to an arrangement with Spooner.
Ah. He'd take the rap, and then you'd get him sprung.
I had certain resources, he knew that.
But you didn't use them.
Shortly afterwards, the Steffer patentees got wind of the fact we were bootlegging the guns and withdrew our license to manufacture. Naturally, I closed down the European operation.
Leaving Spooner to stew?
Yes.
Blimey. How long was he in jail?
4 years.
Long enough to come to the boil nicely. Why the hell didn't he blow the gap on you?
Because in 1976 he carried out a contract killing in Jamaica. I have the evidence. They hanged them there.
I always knew you were reckless, but this is ridiculous.
Now you see why it's necessary for me to avoid Mr. James Spooner. He will destroy me as soon as he possibly can.
You've still got to go through with this evening. There's too much at stake.
I mightn't survive the evening. I told you, Spooner knows the house.
Well, we'll just have to keep an eye out for him.
Not so easy. I've no idea what he looks like. I've never set eyes on the man.
But you said he...
I wasn't at home when he called. It's true, Harry. I've never met Spooner. When I do meet him, he'll be going for my throat. It's creepy, isn't it?
He's miles away across the channel.
You think so?
He's got to get in here. What are the police for?
He's a pilot. He can fly anything.
You've got to play Cargill straight. With that money, you can live anywhere for as long as you like.
Yes, it had occurred to me. Give me some more of that booze.
You've had enough. Come on. We've got to get over to the manor.
Yes. Collect my shotgun.
Oh, don't be an ass.
Don't you love the little seals? Aren't they just jolly?
There's a lot of cover here. Trees and bushes and all. I like a clear field of fire.
Who are you seeing from the fire net?
Well, sir, I hear tell you're a pretty tough place right now. Major felonies, rape, abductions. See, in Miami, we had grid lines, and we knew pretty good where to keep an eye out every which way. This kind of country, I can sure as hell use a couple of prowl cars.
You've got to relax, Tiny. You all head up about kidnapping and extortion. You're making me nervous, you know that?
Enough. You're making Mrs. Cargill nervous. You got a hotel reservation, Jaime?
No, sir. I thought I'd kind of play it by ear.
The driver, find a hotel before we get to the house. Mr. Russell's stopping up.
You're the boss. That's right.
It's all right. He's on his way. After a bottle and a half of Bollinger.
Well, I wish he'd hurry. The Cargills will be here any moment.
He's scared, Dinah, really is.
I could see that.
He told me about Spooner and Sagers.
He was very secretive around that time.
No wonder.
Well, spare me the details, Harry. I'm out of it tomorrow, completely. After 15 years as his secretary, well, I'm a little tired.
Mother, I take it he's made some financial provision for his loyal little girl. 15 years wear and tear.
Does it show?
Not a bit.
Yes, there is a vague promise of some kind of handshake.
I'll make him see you right. I can do that for you.
You know, when I first joined him, I thought he was such a gay blade and I was so lucky. Took me traveling, confided in me. It was fun. Taught me all his naughty ways of doing naughty things. Not sex, of course. Business. That's his real passion, an abiding passion. All the same, I think I was in love with him.
Yes.
And then gradually I realized how ruthless that passion was.
Sure.
The things I had to go along with. I didn't really want to go along with.
You're a nice girl. Me now?
Yes, Harry?
Well, anyway, I saw I got paid properly.
And I do have other clients, ones who can lie in bed straight.
Stick to them. You can afford to when you've sold your shares to Cargill.
Here's your boss. Now, all we need is a few hours of Simon Charm. And the Cargills will be eating out of his hand.
Okay, you two? Any sign of them?
Not yet.
Are the caterers here?
Yes, they're sorting things out in the kitchen. I've done the flowers.
So I see. Very nice. Harry, come to the study, will you?
Come in. As you see, this room isn't so easy to find.
Yes.
You've got all the documents?
Yes. Stamp transfers, management contract with Bell Brothers, letter agreement re-non-voting shares in Sidex, council's opinion on Cardiff Trust, copy for purchaser. That's the lot.
Good. Leave them in here. So much for Cargill. This is for Spooner. If he shows up.
A shotgun?
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
And I've got these cartridges. BB shot. If I hit him in the guts with both barrels, he won't be easy to repair.
Forget it.
Now, Harry, that would be a mistake. And just to make sure, I bought a hacksaw.
What?
Hate to spoil a nice 12-ball, but I need a foot off the length.
Spooner's probably in Turkey or Algeria, if he ever got out of Belgium.
It's him or me, isn't it? Now, the Cargills will be arriving any minute. We'll give them some tea. While they're changing for the party, I shall be down here. And when the guests are all here, I shall slip away again. Then dinner, and we'll play it by ear afterwards. But any time I'm missing, you and Dinah will cover for me.
Yes, okay.
You see the point? If I have a visitor from the continent, I won't be that easy to find. And anyone who does find me gets a blast. A buckshot.
How do you do, sir?
Welcome to Sussex.
I'd like to have you meet my wife, Rosie.
How do you do? My, what a gorgeous place you have here.
Thank you. Well, now, come along in and have some tea. You must be very tired. The driver will look after your luggage.
Oh, we have a whole staff.
We're going on to Scotland.
May I introduce Miss Dinah Morrow, my personal assistant, and Mr. Harry Vine, Mr. and Mrs. Cargill.
Well, now, most folk call me J.B.
And I'm Rosie.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do?
How do you do? Harry.
Tea will be ready in a few minutes. I expect you'd like to see your room.
Well, Simon. Why, that's big business where I come from.
I hear they call you the King of Oklahoma Cruise.
My great-grandfather, he planted corn from Indian Springs to the Red River. Now, oil. Wheat and oil. The world wants it, and we got it.
I see your point.
Me? Now, I'm an engineer. You heard of the Cargill rig.
Yes, of course.
Cheap exploration. That's what does it. Now, my people want me to spread some dollars around before Uncle Sam gets them. You came to me at the right time. I reckon to develop these British plants of yours. There's potential here.
With the right investment.
That's no problem. And you have the skilled labor.
Absolutely.
It checks out. I tell you something else. Rosie likes England.
Except for the weather.
Excuse me.
Simon?
It's getting dark. I think I'll draw the curtains.
Just look at these old rooms, J.B. Aren't they dandy? And the beds. And a wood fire? Oh, who cares about the weather?
Yeah, you got a nice place to retire to, I'll say that.
He's young to retire.
Maybe to play the stock market. Honey, I'm looking for a dark suit.
Oh, no, they're in the red case, and no one's unpacked yet.
I didn't know there was going to be this party.
Just a few friends, he said.
Did you know that they have sheriffs in England?
J.B., could I wear the lamé with the sable curves? How about that?
Honey, you look good in anything.
When you say that, I know it has to be the chiffon.
Have you found the shower?
There isn't one. Just a tub the size of a Cadillac.
I think we've managed to make Mrs. Cargill the center of attention. We and that dress.
Is that the idea?
Oh, don't be silly. Of course it is. Ah, Major Bonner. I'd so like you to meet Mrs. Cargill. Shall we go over?
All well?
He seems to be bearing up.
Eyes a little bloodshot.
Yes, we flew in this morning. I suppose you would have to call it a business trip. But tomorrow, we're going to London, you know, to do a little shopping. And then we're going to Scotland. Yes, Scotland. And my husband, he's going to do some hunting up there.
By the way, I was down in the kitchen. There was a man outside in the corridor.
What man?
I don't know. Not one of the caterers.
Hadn't you better tell Simon?
Hi, me. What the hell are you doing here?
Just taking a look. It's okay. Don't know me, get it?
Fade out with you.
No, I'm sure our friend Mr. Cargill would like to meet you. He arrived today from the States. This way, I think.
Who's that chap there behind Cargill?
I'm not sure.
The suit, he doesn't look English.
See what you mean? No, I can't place him.
He's not the man you saw outside the kitchen.
I don't know. It was dark. I don't think so.
Oh, Major, if you come to Oklahoma City, you'll be sure and let us know now. My husband's wonderful mother, Elsie Cargill, why, she's 92, and she's lived there ever since Morton died, and she'd be real delighted to show you.
Simon.
What is it?
Strangers.
What?
Who is that man with Cargill?
Where?
Seems to have gone now.
Stranger?
Dinah couldn't place him from her list.
What the bloody hell is this? Come on here.
What do you mean Dinah couldn't place him?
Keep your hair off.
Well?
There was a chap in there standing behind Cargill. Dinah couldn't identify him.
She checked everyone in, didn't she?
Well, you know, there was a bit of a mob at one time. Anyway, I thought you should know.
I should damn well think so.
And there was someone else. She saw a man prowling around by the kitchen. Could have been the same one. She's not sure.
Get her. Send her down to the study.
All right.
Come in. Shut the door.
What is the matter?
The matter? People crawling all over the house and I don't know who they are.
Yes, I am sorry. It's difficult to account for everyone.
He could have got in easily.
Spooner.
Why not?
You don't know if he's even in the country.
It's ludicrous. I'm a sitting target. You see this gun? It's all I've got.
Tomorrow you can go anywhere, do anything.
If I'm alive.
I never realized the Sager's case was that bad.
It's funny. They used to be frightened of me. It was the only way.
And now you're the frightened one.
But what's at stake?
I used to be rather proud of you.
Stop that. Wish me luck.
Where will you go if your luck holds?
Anywhere away from this damn country. What will you do?
I'd have the offer of a job in Bristol.
You didn't tell me.
You didn't ask.
I'm sorry, I've been... You know.
You won't rest on some beach. You'll be back.
And you'll survive too. Good, old, reliable.
Not always.
Not always?
You didn't think you could rely on me about Spooner.
Well, I told you what happened.
Now you have. And not as much as you told Harry Vine.
Don't recriminate. It's not like you.
Being relied on can be only a short way from being taken for granted.
Then perhaps it is time you moved on.
For your sake or mine?
Both.
I see. Tomorrow you'll have cashed your assets and I'll be no more use to you.
That's a very hard way of putting it.
We know each other. I can't help you with this Spooner business. You paid it too close to your chest.
I didn't ask you to help. Except entertain this crowd here and keep Cargill sweet.
I think the Cargills are suitably impressed by your social connections.
And all the time, a crazy jailbird is coming to get me. A little silly, isn't it? A little bizarre.
Do you want me to walk in front of you or behind?
It isn't a joke. If he comes, I shall shoot first.
But you won't recognize him, Spooner.
Shut up!
Hadn't we better be getting back to the guests?
No, to hell with them.
You can't hide out down here. Well, what will the Cargills think?
It's the safest place. In the house, anyway.
Wouldn't you be a lot safer with people around you?
Oh, that's what you think.
All right, I know. I'm not paid to think.
He's got all night. He could come in the night.
Oh, Simon, really? It's a chance in a million.
Oh, is it?
Answer it.
Yes? This is the secretary who's speaking to you. Just a moment.
Who is it?
You won't give his name.
Oh, give it to me. What? Now, who is that?
Sorry, he was...
One in a million! Not now!
What's up?
Spooner had breakfast in King's Lynn.
Someone's trying to scare you.
No. It's a route we used. He's got friends there.
It's miles away.
Wake up! How do you think he travels? He could be out there now, watching the house, waiting!
Harry?
Yes.
Get rid of the rest of them.
Not easy. There's a few pickled.
Turn out some lights.
You can't do that.
Oh, no?
Simon, I want to tell you that was a real good party.
Jake, excuse me, I have to talk to Mr. Vine.
Well, I beg your pardon.
For God's sake, be careful.
What?
You've upset her.
Shut up and listen. Spooner's here in the country.
How do you know?
I'm not hanging around with the Cargills all evening. We'll have dinner as soon as we've cleared the dregs out. I've told Dinah, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to be moving about. The international calls to me. Wall Street's still open, you understand?
Right.
You and Dinah coming for me all the way.
Well, don't run off. The Cargills aren't going to stand for that.
I know.
Hello, honey. Enjoyed yourself?
Well, I think so. Leastways, that's what I try to tell our gracious host.
Well, Rosie's some problem.
I don't know, J.B. I kind of wonder if he likes me.
Oh, now, honey... Guy doesn't like you, something wrong with the guy. And Simon, I think he's okay. You're imagining things.
I sure hope so.
He's English. They're kind of reserved, understand. Why, a guy like that could be in love with you, Rosie, and you would never know.
That right, J.B.?
Sure thing. Sal Feathers, back home. She was here in the war, in ambulances. She could tell you a thing or two.
Thanks, what?
Now, you don't think her Johnny's an all-American...
Their eldest son? J.B. Cargill, wash your mouth out.
Of course, they don't buy that in Muskogee.
Imagine.
I hear dinner's nice and early.
Yes, Simon's orders. The cook's going berserk.
There's Simon. He told you about Spooner.
I took the call.
Who was it?
I suppose a kind, anonymous friend of both sides.
Maybe just trying to scare him.
If you were Simon, would you be scared?
I suppose so. If this chap Spooner really wants to get him, it has to be soon, doesn't it? With the police behind?
Well, if the idea is to get Simon rattled, it's certainly working.
He's already given Rosie the brush off.
Yeah. If Spooner knew about this deal, Simon pinned down here, he'd really be enjoying himself, wouldn't he?
Hmm. Fear versus greed.
Simon's been drinking. I mean, drinking.
Surprise.
Suppose he'd done something to you, Harry. Suppose you hated him, really hated him.
Well?
This would be fun, wouldn't it? I mean, for you.
Why should I hate him?
Spooner does.
Spooner's been in prison 4 years.
For blighter.
And has killed before.
Simon never told me that.
It took a long time for him to tell us anything about Spooner.
And I wonder if that's all.
It's enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's he now, Simon? Skulking in the study?
Saying goodbye to people, I hope.
It's going to be a long night.
Yeah. The wind's getting up.
Gravy, J.B.
Bare to the heart, honey.
Dinah, I just love cream gravy. Now, how did you guess?
I'm so glad.
So, Harry, you reckon I'm setting up in London?
Yes, well, most of my business down here has been with Simon's companies, and now I'll have
to... Well, you have to spread your wings.
I'm sorry I can't accommodate you, but of course I have my own accountants.
Of course.
Did you ever think of Oklahoma City?
Frankly, no.
Think American. I don't go for all this Europe stuff.
Oh, come on, J.B. You're just saying that because you can't speak the languages.
Well, don't you go giving us any of your French, honey. Not while we're eating.
Oh, no.
Simon, you're not eating at all.
No. It's all right.
Well, what are you going to do with all this money? Mm-hmm. My people have given me some big checks to sign tomorrow. And they got your name on them.
Thank you.
J.B., that's none of your business. Now, don't embarrass poor Simon.
Mm, it's all right. You're buying my shares, too, J.B. What would you advise me to do with the cash?
Wheat futures.
Wheat.
Harry, have you ever seen a million bushels waving about on one of God's prairies?
Oh, J.B., will you never get the Midwest out of your blood?
No sense in that.
Dinah, I'm trying to get him some sophistication.
Oh, I like him as he is.
Oh, you don't flatter him, dear.
I heard the Russians had a bad harvest again.
There you go. You want to make some money? You have to be a goddamn geopolitician.
Oh, travel the world, that's the way.
Well, I can't say I like the look of it. The way things are, you got to diversify. So I diversify. Which is good news for old Simon here. That right, Simon?
Yes, of course.
Mind you, my people want to put some more cash in. Your plans are a little tacky.
No.
Well, that's England. It's okay. We got it.
Will you be making some management changes?
You bet. From what you said, Simon, you don't object to that.
Certainly not.
What are you going to do, Diner?
Oh, I'm going to Bristol.
You have another job?
I hope so.
I'm sure we could find room for you. Let me know if you have any trouble.
That's very kind of you. Thank you, Mr. Cargill.
Good. I don't want anyone left out in the cold.
No, she's not.
What's that, Simon?
She's not being left out in the cold.
Good. I'm pleased to hear it.
Fill up the glasses, would you?
No, thank you.
Oh, my God, what's that?
What?
Outside.
Quiet!
You hear that?
The girl screaming.
Can't be.
There's someone in trouble, J.B. We gotta get out there.
No! Fox? A vixen calling its mate.
Wow.
She could have fooled me.
Strange.
Weird.
I can't say I've ever heard that before.
No?
Of course, we have the coyote. He can make some very funny sounds.
Really? Are you interested in wildlife, Mr. Cargill?
You could say that.
Do many animals have sort of night cries?
Well, a lot of them hunt in the dark, don't they? It's the best cover.
Like owls?
Yes.
You have owls?
My dear Mrs. Cargill, of course we have owls.
I feel sorry for the poor little mice sometimes. That great thing swooping down in the darkness.
In the drawing room.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to be around the fire on a night like this.
Fine.
Up to you.
Oh.
Well, I'm up there.
Harry.
Hmm?
Don't you hear it?
What?
Listen.
Well? Plane?
Helicopter.
Army, I expect. Night exercise.
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
Certainly.
Come on. Come in the drawing room.
Leave me.
Simon.
I said leave me. Go in with the others.
No!
never been there.
Not so far.
I was there in, let me see now, 61 with my first husband for the Edinburgh Festival. We did the Opry and all that. It was real fun.
Where would you stay?
In a kind of Scotch hunting lodge, I guess. That's the deal.
You gotta take the rough with the smooth.
Oh, I think they'll make you quite comfortable.
We'll travel around some. You know, there's a lot of Cargills in Scotland.
J.B. wants to find some of his ancestors. Oh, good.
Some relatives, honey. That's if I can understand what they say. They're cousins from four generations back. A man gets curious.
Why not?
You married Harry.
Oh, yes.
Simon, he has fine home like this. No wife, no kids.
J.B.
Business first.
That's the way it is, I'm afraid.
I'm talking about stability.
Stability? How about Luke Longfield?
How about him?
20 years in your city office and not a scratch of a wife. They don't come more stable than Luke, do they?
Honey, Luke's got a problem.
Problem? What problem?
Will you hush up?
Can't you ask a question?
No, she can't. Pretty fast deal, is Harry?
Well, I suppose so. I'm glad the figures worked out.
Your figures?
Yes.
Well, they tell me you're a pretty smart accountant.
Oh, do they?
Simon, he's a bit head up.
How do you mean?
Simon's been...
What's that, Dinah?
Well, Simon's been working very hard on this.
On the deal?
Yes.
Well, it's all fixed, isn't it?
Not exactly.
Tomorrow morning, Mrs. Cargill, first thing.
Well, that's the schedule.
Then London, then Scotland.
Yep, that's fixed.
Are you going to look at some oil rigs?
Why, that's a very good idea. I know Rosie will...
Excuse me, Harry, could I have a word with you, please?
Sure. Please excuse me.
Now what's the matter?
It's landed the chopper.
Where?
On the hill, I think.
How could you tell in the dark?
I saw his lights go down behind the wood.
So what?
Spooner.
Spooner? Don't be ridiculous.
He's a flyer, Harry. He flies.
Listen, Simon, your imagination's doing overtime. You've had a little bit too much to drink. You've got to forget about Spooner.
Oh, yes.
The man you want to concentrate on is J.B. Cargill. You've hardly said a civil word to him all evening. Are you insane?
As far as I know, he doesn't want to kill me yet.
He wants to buy your business, but he can change his mind any time up to tomorrow morning.
Why should he?
Because he knows darned well your companies aren't all that hot. And if you don't mind me saying so, you're not giving the impression of a very reliable vendor.
Spooner's here. I'm sure he is.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Out there in the dark, waiting.
Okay.
I wonder if there's any inkling what's at stake.
Exactly. For me, too, if you don't mind.
Oh, poor old Harry.
I think I could murder you myself.
You couldn't raise the dust round a dicky bird.
Self-defense, Simon.
Shut up. What's the time?
8:45.
Right, let's make it 9 tonight instead of 10 tomorrow.
What?
Signing the deal. That's ridiculous. Cargill would smell a rat at once.
It's worth a try, then I can get out of here. It won't work.
Why not? I'll handle it.
You can't.
Stop moaning. I'm getting fed up with you. It's not your skin.
That sure is a nice blaze. What kind of timber did you put on it?
I think it's Elmwood.
I'll be sorry to leave it, but I guess it's come up for bedtime.
Of course, you've had a long day. Never mind, there's a fire in your room.
Dinah, you're looking after us very well.
You certainly are.
And we'd like you to know we appreciate it.
That's very kind of you. I hope you both have a very comfortable night.
Now, Dinah, honey, don't you forget. You have any trouble with that job in, where was it?
Bristol.
Well, you just talked to J.B. Cargill.
Thank you.
You've done a fair old stint with our Simon.
Well, 15 years.
15 years. And you've had your ups and downs.
Yes, I suppose so.
Kind of rough sometimes.
Well, you could say.
I know all about it.
About what?
About building a business.
Oh, yes.
In the end, it comes down to steady hands. Nerve, luck. But I like to see steady hand. Let's see now. You're the secretary of Simon's little conglomerate.
That's right.
So, you know what's involved here.
Yes.
Ah, Simon, I was wondering where you boys had got to.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cargill. Just a bit of business, I'm afraid. I do apologize.
No, that's okay, Simon. Don't give it a thought.
I do hope you don't think it too rude of me, Mrs. Cargill. It really is a great pleasure to have you here.
Oh, you're too kind.
I expect you want to make a fairly early start tomorrow.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's right.
Rosie's got her eye on London, you know, shopping.
Of course.
So, when we've done our bit of business, Simon, and I guess Rosie and I will be on our way.
I've ordered the car, of course.
Thank you, that'll be very nice.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Cargill, Harry and I were wondering if you would like to sign the paper seal.
Tonight?
Well, I don't see why not, do you? Documents are all ready. Then there wouldn't be anything to hold you up in the morning.
Wouldn't that be a good idea, honey?
Well, of course, it's entirely up to you, sir.
Rosie, you know I don't do business after sundown.
But this is England, honey.
I know it's England.
It's only a suggestion. I didn't mean to.
No. Let's stick to the schedule.
But of course.
In any case, I promise to call my London lawyer in the morning before completion. Just a courtesy, you understand?
Yes, indeed. Now, how about a nightcap?
Come on to bed, honey. For heaven's sake, J.B., who are you calling now?
Business.
Business? After sundown? I'm just
special.
Special, you say?
Hello, yes?
Mr. Langford?
Yes?
J.B. Cargill.
Mr. Cargill, good evening. Did you have a good trip?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, Mrs. Cargill?
She's as right as rain.
Good.
Mr. Langford, I'm sorry to call you at home this late.
I'm perfectly all right.
I was going to have a word with you tomorrow morning anyway.
Yes.
Check out the papers I got to sign.
Good.
Now, you've seen them in the paper in the space, copies, and you'll give me a rundown in the morning, so it's fresh in my mind.
Yes, of course.
I got to say it, Mr. Langford. My nose is twitching.
Your nose?
Yep. It twitches sometimes. What's your opinion of Simon?
Well, of course, I've only had a very brief acquaintance.
Was your nose twitching?
I don't believe so.
Oh, come on. You see some funny people.
Not that many, Mr. Cargill. But I understand what you mean. I didn't form an unfavorable opinion. His assets seem to be perfectly genuine. Our questions were answered satisfactorily. I don't think his companies have been particularly well managed during these past few years. But, of course, that is reflected in the price you're paying. I can't honestly see any serious objection to completing the transfer at this late stage.
No. I guess not.
It would be rather inconvenient.
No chance. We're off to Scotland.
All the same, Mr. Cargill, if you have any serious reasons to die...
No. No serious reason.
Only your nose.
I got it from my daddy. Kept him out of the stock market in 29. Yeah, a lot of rich guys suddenly weren't.
Ah.
Ah. Yeah. That's probably what they said when they threw themselves out of their skyscrapers.
Mr. Cargill, you must do what you think best. I couldn't possibly...
He's nervous. Drinking. What's the matter with him?
I wish I could say.
So do I. I'll sleep on it. Okay to call you in the morning.
Absolutely, please do.
And good night.
Good night, Mr. Cargill.
Honey.
Take another drink.
Oh, no thanks.
Someone brings it in the whiskey.
Not the Cargills.
Where's he now?
Simon. That's me.
Barricading himself in the back premises?
Put it to the car, then.
Oh, that was the caterer's vehicle.
I've never seen Simon like this. Do you think that man really wants to get him?
Spooner? Well, he certainly put the wind up the boss.
How's he trying to stampede Cargill?
I warned Simon the old boy wouldn't like it, and he didn't.
He's nobody's fool. I mean, if he's worth $1 billion...
Right. And this deal is just a flea bite. He knows he's paying a good price.
Not like Simon to rock the boat. Always this movie.
Not with Spooner and Co.
That was another league, obviously.
Just a few hours. I suppose you know this deal is important to me, too.
Yes.
I'd like to settle Spooner's hash.
Don't get involved.
We're all involved. If the Eagle has landed.
I don't believe it.
It's a dirty night.
Shut up, Harry. I frighten easily.
Where's your bedroom?
Above the porch.
Lock your door.
I don't know, Rosie. I like the guy. Sure. But he's kind of funny.
J.B., come to bed.
Oh, man, a fidget. A real fidget. Move over, honey. He doesn't concentrate.
Honey, don't you just adore this room? All so old and wonderful.
A man like that is bad, isn't it?
Do you realize Simon probably wants to sell this house?
I don't want to be stuck with a can of worms here.
J.B., imagine. Every time we came to England, staying in this beautiful old place with all this atmosphere.
And there's his drinking to consider.
And such lovely neighbors, like we saw this evening. Real friendly.
No. Mama wouldn't like that, sure as hell would not.
Mama? Will you stop talking about your mama?
I'm sorry, honey, but you see, I have to...
Oh, what's all the fussin', J.B.? Are you chickening out of this deal with Simon?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, will you relax, baby?
Sure.
Such a lovely, peaceful, friendly house.
Sure. Where's Diamond?
Gone to bed.
You want a drink?
No, thanks.
Don't mind me.
Haven't you heard enough?
No. What's the time?
11.
Somehow I didn't think I should sleep much.
Well, don't take any pills after that, Laura.
He's out there, Harry. I know he is.
Rubbish.
10 a.m. Okay, we'll make sure Cargill sticks to his damn schedule.
Of course he will.
Study's too small. We'll do it in the library. Let's go get the papers and lay them out ready.
Dinah can do that in the morning. You ought to get to bed.
I'm not going to bed.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Come on, let's get out of the study and get him.
Okay.
Corrugator came loose in the yard, damn wind.
What's the matter?
I can't get the door open. Something's fallen behind it.
Shove.
Oh, here, let me do it.
Wait a minute. Turn on the light.
Oh, my God. Is he dead?
What do you think?
Who is it? It's a little difficult to tell.
The gun.
Your gun? That spread of shock taken full in the face.
So you got him after all.
What are you talking about?
Spooner.
Spooner?
He came for you and you shot him. Just what you planned.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
It's all over except for your play acting.
Well, you think if I killed him, I'd bring you down here?
To involve me, yes. Oh, very clever. Now I'm supposed to go and get a spade. But it won't work.
I'm going for the police.
The police? You're mad. What about Cargill?
Cargill?
Just think, think. If this gets out before tomorrow morning, we won't see the Cargills for dust. I won't get a penny, and nor will you.
Murder, Simon.
I didn't touch him. Never. I've never seen him. You've got to believe me. Oh, for heaven's sake, even if I did shoot him, it would have been self-defense.
Oh, now it's self-defense, is it?
Keep your voice down.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm not touching anything, all right? I've seen nothing, okay? I haven't been near this room the whole evening. You collect the papers for tomorrow. We shut the door and leave the body alone. We complete the sale to Cargill tomorrow at 10. I collect my check and I leave the house. For good.
Yes, fair enough.
The rest is up to you. Now, I'm going to bed. I advise you to do the same.
Diana, what's up?
There's a man outside my room by the window.
What?
There's a man, a balcony, you know, above the porch.
It was probably one of the security guards.
Security guard?
Yes, I thought I'd better have some help.
You never told me that.
No, it was a last minute thing.
He was trying to open my window, I'm sure he was.
Well, just checking it, probably. No, don't worry, I'll go out and have a word with them. I'll see you're not bothered again.
A hell of a fright.
I'm sorry. But don't worry. Everything's okay. Now, you go back to bed.
Right.
Come on, I'll take you up. I'm afraid everything's not exactly plain sailing.
But the Cargills?
They're all right so far.
Spooner?
Of course. Always Spooner.
And?
Harry.
Harry?
Well... can I come in?
Of course. What about, Harry?
I'd like to check your balcony.
I wish you would.
See, the window unlocks from inside.
Security guard, how could he get up there?
Well, I suppose they have their ways. You'll be okay.
Thanks a lot.
Now, back again. Do you mind if I sit on the bed?
Is that a threat?
Something's happened. Nasty.
Simon!
Oh, don't worry, you're out of it.
And you?
Harry is under a lot of pressure. I'm not sure I can rely on him.
Why not?
£200,000. It's quite a bit for him.
For anyone?
He'll have to kill for.
To whom? What are you talking about?
Getting some peace. Or the end of everything.
Simon, you've been drinking all evening.
I was a little tense.
You bet.
15 years, you and me.
Well?
People would imagine there was something between us.
There was.
You changed.
I suppose I grew up.
I never grew up.
You surprise me.
Why?
Such insight.
There were women.
There were indeed.
At least, I never treated you like that.
Why not?
Respect.
Diamond.
And then I suppose you knew too much about me, that quenching familiarity.
And you didn't want to lose a useful PA.
I can be hurt.
Not much.
Yes, I got the money bug. A comfortable shell. It's snug in there.
And devil take care of the rest of us.
Not you, little Dinah. Sometimes at night in some Midlands hotel, I would imagine the thief of you.
You've been grey. Those dark pearls are wicked.
I'm going abroad. I don't have to go alone.
It's too late, Simon.
Is it?
Let's be realistic.
Oh, dear.
What is this about Harry Vine?
I may need your help.
I've always helped you. When you've let me.
He wants that money tomorrow. He frightens me. An accountant.
Harry frightens you.
The money bug. I know a little about the things it does.
Yes.
Possible I may need to say you were with me at certain times.
Like all night?
Nice idea. Not quite.
Well, tell me.
Not yet.
What happened, Simon?
I'll tell you in the morning.
I don't like this. Am I going to get some sleep?
Of course.
Simon. Take care of yourself.
I'm working on it.
And you want an alibi?
May I kiss you?
Simon.
Good night, then.
Simon.
Yes?
I could do without a bloody security guard.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll talk to them.
Oh, you bastard. Bastard! What are you doing to me? Can you sleep?
Here, I took him.
My car won't start. He's fixed it. Give me your keys.
Spooner, he's dead. You saw him.
It wasn't Spooner.
So who else did you kill?
I'm getting out. I want your car keys. And blow the Cargill deal. Go to bed, Simon. Go to bed. Simon?
Inside.
What do you want?
Information.
Who are you?
Keep your voice down, because I might hurt you, and you don't want that. Now then, what's this house party?
We're entertaining some Americans.
Fancy. You his secretary?
Yes.
You live with him?
No. Doing an important business deal.
With the Yanks?
Yes.
Saw some papers about it in the office. Is that where you work?
The office? Oh, the study? No. No, the office is in Brighton.
So, what's in the study then? Private stuff?
Yes.
Good. Let's go and have another look.
Me? Why?
Because you know things. Secretary. Put a coat on and come quietly, or I might stick you, and there's one dead already. Okay. Shut the door and mind where you step, because there's blood.
Blood?
Guy got hit. With it. Your boss's gun. I bet you're wondering where the body is, eh? Well, it's in the cupboard. There. Tucked him away because the gun made a mess of him. Well, I didn't want you getting hysterical or something.
Who
is it? Who was it? Well, now you're asking.
I said go to bed.
I can't sleep.
Well, try barbiturate. On second thought, don't with all that alcohol.
Harry, that corpse.
On your conscience.
In my house.
Well, yes, of course, that is a problem for you.
You don't believe I killed that man?
You left the gun on the desk, loaded, ready. You fully intended to use it.
But I didn't.
Anyway, Spooner's dead, so what are you worried about?
There's someone else.
What are you talking about?
There are two of them, and one is still around.
It's all right, it's all right. No one's going to hurt you.
Just tell me what you want.
You've been with him all this time. You know this place. This room.
Yes.
Business office in Brighton. Private office here. Privately. I've been through the desk. And that filing cabinet. Wow, you could look forever. And I'm a bit pushed for time.
What?
In the circumstances. Now, where would he keep something very private? Very private and important.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Is there a safe in the house?
I don't think so.
Well, come on. Where would he keep confidential papers?
Why don't you ask him?
Because I wouldn't answer for the consequences. Don't you think there's been enough violence for one night?
Who are you?
Spooner.
Look. I can't help you. I don't know what this is about. I'm only here because of this meeting tomorrow.
Meeting? When?
At 10 o'clock.
What for?
He's selling all his business interests to Mr. Cargill.
Fancy that. Getting out, is he?
He plans to retire abroad, yes.
Retire abroad? Not a chance.
Why not? He's earned it.
Earned it? He's earned a bullet in the neck. You don't know him too well, do you, Secretary? I'll tell you a story.
Have you locked the house?
Locked the doors. Doesn't mean much, place as big as this.
So Dinah thinks she's protected by security guards.
Don't want her to panic.
Well, I'm glad someone's getting some sleep.
Hurry. I'll make you an offer.
Oh. Go on.
The house, as it stands.
This house?
Yes.
Must be worth $500,000?
Probably.
And?
I said, as it stands. With what's in the study.
Oh, no.
You can live here, sell the place, anything. It's worth twice what you're getting from Cargill.
Just one little problem.
I can't hang around, Harry. You know that.
So if that's not Spooner dead down there, who is it? A missing person. I bury him in the coal cellar and my lady wife handles the police inquiries. You're losing your wits.
There's nothing to connect him with the house.
Except an abandoned helicopter.
Which could be gone by morning.
You think you can deal your way out of anything?
Why not? We're not talking about penny pieces.
Spooner stuck this one on you and it's your fault and your funeral. I shall leave mid-morning, and as far as I'm concerned, that's it. Okay?
Harry.
Hmm?
You didn't fire that gun, did you? Because Cargill is paying you $200,000 for your share in the company. Nothing to shake the Cargills, he said. Nothing. Dinah will remember, I'm sure. You were very emphatic.
Is that a threat?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's time you did feel a little bit threatened, Harry. Sweat it out with me.
You were telling us about a man called Sagers.
Yes.
Your gun-running friend. He made threats, didn't he? Then he fell out of an aeroplane. I don't drop people out of planes, but I could still get angry.
Yes, and if you got angry with some guy in the house who threatened to upset the Cargills...
You killed that man. You thought he was Spooner. Then you found Spooner had brought an accomplice. They don't know which one you killed.
You did not kill
anyone. There's one man dead and one on the loose tonight, and you're scared.
Harry!
You want me to hold your hand for a few more hours so you can take the money and run.
Well, why not? Isn't that what you want to do?
Yes. And I don't have the problem of a faceless corpse. So don't try and wish it on me with stupid bribes and stupid threats.
What's the matter, honey?
I'm not sleeping.
You got overexcited.
The wind.
English fool.
Not that wind.
Oh, yeah. It's windy. You want I should make up the fire?
I'm not cold. But they have. It's kind of creaky.
Oh, timbers.
You think we could have a ghost here?
Rosie, you said it was peaceful and friendly. You said that.
Maybe in the summer. It would have to be a summer house.
What's wrong with Idaho?
What's wrong with Bavaria?
All was restless, Rosie. Settle down now. Do you want some medication?
No. J.B.?
Yep.
How long's your business after breakfast?
Oh, shouldn't take long. I have to call Langford in London, sign those papers here, pick up Jaime, then we can head to the big city.
Coletta's at the Dorchester.
You'll have lots to talk about.
Sure.
So now you know what I'm looking for and why I've got to find it.
Yes.
Well, any ideas?
Good try under S.
Well, you look.
I don't handle these files. Anyway, they're not alphabetical.
Something more bulky. A bag, maybe?
There's a locker under the window seat.
What? Here?
Yes.
Yeah. It's locked. Your key?
I don't know.
Go on. This'll do it. Now then. What's this? Let's have a look. Ah. Jackpot, secretary.
Let's see. Letters, watch, passport, key ring, and wallet.
Don't touch. Don't touch any of it. Read the name on that passport.
Fear of saving.
Didn't tell you no lies, darling, did I?
I suppose not.
Have a look at the letters. Open them out. Here, here. Use this paper knife.
Yes, I see.
Could have gone down for 20 years. More.
Yes.
So there were plenty of incentives to take out Sager's, right?
Why should he keep Sager's things?
Part of a deal to free an innocent man. But suddenly he started losing money like a lunatic.
Yeah, the property speculation.
So he couldn't sell up and run to South America. He had to stay here and graft his way up the heap again. But here he was extraditable. So he ratted on the deal. Get it?
What are you going to do?
A deal? Another deal. Me and you.
Not me. Leave me out.
Leave you out of what? Conspiracy to murder.
Murder?
You're part of the outfit. You're in trouble, mate.
No.
Like all of us. Give you a sample. Go on. Take a good look.
Oh.
You didn't think I was joking, did you? Oh, well, I mean, you couldn't tell now, could you? Your boss's gun did that.
Please. Shut the door.
Here's the deal, secretary.
Wake up, honey.
Oh, my baby. I declare I never slept a wink.
Like a baby.
Duff. All that creaking and groaning and howling.
Well, it's some morning. Hello, son.
Oh, shut that window, do you hear me?
You know, this is the way I like to exercise.
Can't you use the other room?
Hey, that sea air.
Oh, stop the laser.
Come on, honey. Busy day.
Oh, do I have to?
What you need, Rosie, is a couple of hours in a good department store.
Now, how did you know that?
Well, this is it, Harry.
When the cargoes are gone, I'm off too, understand?
Where the hell's Dinah?
Haven't seen her.
She should be checking the damn papers in the library.
She's not there.
Oh, my God. Cargo's receipts.
What?
The receipts, I forgot them. Well, it's too late now.
No. Cargo's paying by bank draft. There's a special form of receipt agreed with his lawyers.
He's checking the documentation by phone with his London solicitor this morning before he signs. We can't leave anything out. It's too risky.
Well, where are the receipts? Haven't you got them?
They were in my briefcase last night.
Well?
I must have left them in the study.
Well, go and get them, Harry.
No.
You said Cargill expects them.
I am not going down there.
It's 8 minutes to 10, Harry. Cargill likes to stick to his schedule.
You know what's in the study, you bastard.
Shall we send Dinah?
Ridiculous.
There's no time to argue.
You go. You get them.
I don't even know what they look like.
On the desk. They should be on the desk.
Come on, you poor sap. We'll go together.
Well, at least you had a rest, Mr. Cargill.
Not Mrs. Cargill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Noises in the night.
It's an old house.
You say that again. Well, there's a fire and food and all that.
Well, as I say, I've had a word with Catamull, and that's what he told me. Not much to go on, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm much obliged, Mr. Langford.
Will you go ahead?
Do you know his secretary, Dinah?
Miss Marlowe.
We're going to need some good management here. Steady hands.
A woman, Mr. Cargill.
Why in the hell not?
Thinking
of making her an offer she can't refuse.
Really? It would have been better if you'd been operating through the stock exchange. Better procedures.
Better lawyers.
No.
Kidding you. The sun's out here.
Good. That's something.
Thank you, Mr. Langford. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Cargill.
Ready?
Ready.
J.B.
Hmm?
I changed my mind.
You did?
I don't want to buy this house.
We don't even know if he wants to sell it.
Gives me a sort of feeling. You know, things could have happened here.
Rosie, it's an old house.
Nasty things.
We'll be gone soon.
The fire's out. I'm cold.
I'll open the door as far as I can. You slip through and grab the damn paper.
All right.
Just don't panic.
Shut up.
If you're worried about footprints, forget it. There's going to be a fire here later.
Oh, clever.
It's gone.
I can see that.
The buggy's gone.
Shut the door. What the hell are you playing at?
Shut the door.
Blood, there should be...
It was blood.
It's clean. Someone's done a good job. No.
Up late were you, Simon, getting rid of this lot?
Oh, don't be stupid.
Wanted to show me how clever you are.
I'm not thinking. You left the papers here.
Yes.
Are these then?
Yes.
Pull yourself together. Someone's playing games, but it's not me. A few minutes, Harry. Just a few minutes to settle up with Cargill and we can get away from this place.
I don't believe it. You won't get away with anything. You've got your past catching up with you like a jet plane.
The only person who can stop me now is you, and I don't intend to let you get between me and 4 million quid.
You'd kill for it, Simon.
I think I would.
You said you didn't believe in bad luck.
Luck sometimes needs a nudge.
Psychopathic.
Come again?
That was your word.
Let's go and be nice to the Cargills.
Good morning.
Morning, Simon. Harry.
Morning.
You slept well?
Fine.
Mrs. Lucas looked after you?
Oh, she did.
Ah, that was some breakfast.
I think you wanted to put through a call to your solicitor.
I already did, Simon. That's all taken care of. He has copies of all the documentation. I can go right ahead and sign.
Splendid. Well, everything's ready in the library. Shall we go along?
After you, honey.
Your car's arrived.
Great.
I've asked the driver to see to your luggage.
It's all ready.
Well, mostly, dear.
Here we are.
Oh, this is the library. Very beautiful, Simon. Isn't it beautiful, J.B.?
It sure is.
If you'd like to sit here, Mr. Cargill. Mrs. Cargill beside you.
Oh, thank you.
Whilst we're waiting for Dinah, Harry, perhaps you'd like to take us through the documents.
Yes.
Well, there are 4 transfers for the A and ordinary shares represented by Simon's Holdings and mine. As you know, that company owns all the shares in the 16 subsidiaries.
That's right.
The next documents are, first of all, the contract with Bow Brothers for the management of the Eastfold Precinct.
Mm-hmm.
Letter agreement with a former minority shareholder in Sidex.
and counsel's opinion on the Cardiff Trust.
That check.
Good.
I have here a 2 sterling draft from that bank in New York. Total of £4,900,000.
For you and Harry. Right. And we have your receipts ready. Now, we need Dinah as a witness and her signature twice as secretary of the holding company.
Whereupon, J.B., you take control of all my operations in this country.
Well, I think we can lick him into shape.
I'm quite sure they'll be safe in your hands.
Why, thank you.
Well, go ahead, honey, and sign.
Aren't we waiting for Dinah?
Where on earth is she? Ah! Dinah, come on in. We've been waiting for you.
Yes. Dinah, honey, you don't look too well. J.B., she's not well.
I'm all right.
No, but sit down and perhaps we can start.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I can't help you now, Simon.
What do you mean? What is it?
Let the lady have her say.
You lied to us. To Harry and me.
Lied?
About Theo Sagers.
Who's he?
Stop.
Now, Dinah's trying to tell you something. Why don't you listen? I'm listening.
You know what happened to Sagers, Simon.
It's all right, Mr. Cargill. This has nothing to do with you. She's upset.
You killed him. You!
Harry, get her out. Get her out of the room.
And last night, a man was shot. Here, in this house.
Oh, my God.
Hey, now.
Oh, I know it's
Ben.
Now, no. Rosie, let's get out of here.
Please, Dinah, she's out of her mind.
A dead man.
Oh,
Mr. Carter,
you
can't just leave. Out of my way,
please.
We have to go.
Now.
I'm sorry.
You bitch. Simon. Is it true?
Of course it
isn't. Yes, Harry. Simon killed Sagers. I stripped the body and pushed it out of Spooner's place.
What the devil do you know about it?
And the body in the study.
You saw that, Harry?
Yes, last night.
You fools, you've got to stop the Cargills leaving.
Forget it. There's no way Cargill's going to finance a killer.
Well, you're mad. What can you prove?
Nothing. But Spooner can.
Spooner?
He's got Sager's belongings now, with Simon's fingerprints on them.
So, Spooner was here. And you helped him.
Yes, I suppose so.
You're crazy. It's all lies.
Simon, you even kept Sager's blackmail letters. You knew he could wreck you.
Now he has.
Oh, I'm wiped out. I'm...
It's Spooner's price. For 4 years in jail.
$4 million.
You'll have to run, Simon. Spooner's going to prove his innocence with that evidence.
Not if I reach him first, I promise you.
But the other body. The body in the study.
Spooner was searching. This man came in. He was holding a pistol. Spooner thought it was Simon and let fly with a shotgun.
Spooner shot him. So now who's the killer? And who do the police believe?
Call them, Harry.
Now hang on. Now say we've got a murder victim and this cow can tell them who did it.
The body's gone. There won't be a trace.
Gone? Where?
With Spooner.
No corpse, no crime. Leaving you to do the dirty.
Yes.
Why?
I suppose he opened my eyes. He used people, Simon. And then ditched them.
That's a rough world.
There are some nice people.
Like?
Mr. Cargill.
Oh, you stupid little fool.
Spooner?
Yes.
With a dead man?
Yes.
Where's he taking him?
To the sea.
But who was it? The man Spooner shot.
J.P., honey, Russell's not in the car.
What are you talking about? Driver was supposed to be picking him up from his hotel.
He tried to. Hotel said he hadn't been there all night.
The time he all over, snooping around all the time, poking his nose in when he's not wanted, in and out of the house when he's not invited. And when you want him, you can't find him. Come on, Rosie. We're moving out. Jaime Russell can find his own way to London.
In The Killing, the part of Simon Hicks was played by David Warner. Dinah Morrow, Carol Drinkwater. Harry Vine, John Abinieri. J.B. Cargill, Conrad Phillips. Rosie Cargill, Margot Lawrence. Jaime Russo, Nigel Graham. Spooner, Timothy Bateson. The play was written by John Ash and directed by Alec Reed.
If you enjoy thrillers, do you remember the serial we broadcast last year about Kim Philby called The Other Side of Silence by Ted Albury? Well, tomorrow evening we're embarking on a new novel by Ted Albury, the dramatization of Pay Any Price, which incidentally is not due to be published until the middle of this month. It has a distinguished cast led by Barry Foster, Robert Beatty, Susanna Fellows, and Michael J. Shannon. And it's all about the world of the CIA and the mafia, of hypnosis and murder, and of love and betrayal. And you can hear part one of Pay Any Price at 7:02 tomorrow evening here on Radio 4.